from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 17th. Chloe, July 17th. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Youngna. Summer self wants its routine back. I find myself discombobulated by more than the 400 AQI level of smokiness that currently envelops Toronto. I'm here for work, staying at a hotel that's now become my regular, where I know, but don't really know, the curt barista with the "I was formerly in a band, you should know" energy, or the cast of front desk people who warmly greet me when I come and go on the daily. I've now stayed here 6 times in the last year, so have a relationship to a place that's both familiar and yet not so familiar that I can feel at home. Next. Second, from Your Teen Mag. Tips for teens driving in the snow. First, take it slow. Give yourself extra time to get where you're going and keep a larger gap between you and the car ahead. Second, make sure your tyres have good tread and are properly inflated. That's the biggest factor in staying in control on icy roads. Third, keep both hands on the wheel at the 9 and 3 positions so you can react quickly if you start to slide, and steer gently rather than jerking the wheel. Fourth, if you feel the car start to skid, ease off the accelerator and steer into the direction of the slide. Don't slam on the brakes. Finally, practice in a safe, empty parking lot after a fresh snowfall to build confidence before tackling busy streets. Up next, third, from Your Teen Mag, YTM Valentine's Day Edition. Here's a recap of the Valentine's Day edition from Your Teen. About 224 million roses are grown in the US each year for Valentine's Day, with red roses being the favourite, symbolising deep love and affection. Richard Cadbury created the first box of Valentine's Day chocolates in the late 1800s. Every year, around 6 million couples get engaged on Valentine's Day, making it a popular day to pop the question. The article also touches on Valentine's Day for teens, highlighting how it can be a lonely time for some. They've put together a list of gift ideas for teens, including a list of DIY gifts that teens can make for their mums. If you're feeling left out, consider celebrating Galentine's Day on February 13th, a day to honour and celebrate female friendships. The article wraps up with a reminder that mums deserve love and appreciation too, suggesting simple and DIY gifts that teens can make for their mums. And then. Fourth, from Your Teen Mag, April newsletter from Your Teen Mag, spring is here. Hey, I just skimmed the April Your Teen Next. Fifth, from Your Teen Mag, Happy Father's Day from Your Teen Mag. Update from Your Teen, Happy Father's Day. Father's Day is a special time to celebrate and honour the incredible dads in our lives, whether they're teaching us valuable lessons, sharing unforgettable moments, or simply offering a comforting presence, fathers play an irreplaceable role in shaping who we are. Father's Day was first celebrated on June 19, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. It was started by Sonora Smart Dodd, who wanted to honour her father, a Civil War veteran who raised 6 children on his own. Up next. Sixth, from Your Teen Mag Parents. Are you ready for Halloween? It's that time of year again, when the air is crisp, pumpkins light up the front porch, and your teens are gearing up for some spooky fun. Halloween is a magical time, but it can also be a bit tricky to navigate with older kids, whether they're dressing up with friends, attending parties, or handing out candy. Halloween can be a great time to connect and enjoy some seasonal excitement together. Halloween article roundup. Frochinchint 1. And then, 7th, from Your Teen Mag, ready for Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving can feel like a tightrope when you have teens. There's excitement over helping in the kitchen, but also the usual chaos of family dynamics. A lot of parents find that the holiday actually deepens connections. Teens often bring fresh ideas to the table, and the shared prep time can become a low-key bonding ritual. It's also a reminder that plans can go sideways. One family's story shows how a mistimed turkey or a surprise dessert request can spark a scramble, but those moments often turn into the funniest memories later. If your teen is heading home from college, expect a few personality tweaks. New habits, different humour, maybe a bit more independence, yet the holiday still offers a chance to reconnect and celebrate the growth you've both seen. Next, 8th from your teen Mac, surviving and loving winter break with your teens. Winter break can be a challenging time for parents of teens. It's a time for family bonding, but also for navigating their own needs and energy levels. Research suggests that teens thrive on routine, so establishing a daily schedule can help them feel more grounded. One study on family activities during winter break found that engaging in low-key, low-cost activities like game nights, cooking together, or going for winter walks can be just as enjoyable as more elaborate outings. These activities allow for quality time and create opportunities for meaningful conversations. For parents looking to create lasting memories, consider setting aside dedicated time for family traditions like decorating the house or making holiday crafts. These activities can be a great way to tap into your teen's creativity and sense of humour. It's also essential to prioritise self-care during this time. With the added stress of hosting and entertaining, make sure to carve out time for yourself to relax and recharge. This might mean sneaking in a quiet cup of coffee or taking a solo walk around the block. While it's tempting to try to recreate the magic of childhood holidays, remember that your teen's needs and preferences will likely be different. By being flexible and open to their ideas, you can create a winter break that's enjoyable for everyone involved. Up next, 9th, from your teen Mac, a belated Happy New Year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Ours is to be more consistent with our newsletter. At this point, we're probably the last ones to wish you a Happy New Year, but better late than never. New Year's is a great time for teens to make changes and grow. And then, 10th, from your teen Mag, Valentine's Day, roundup for parents. Valentine's Day is a time to celebrate all kinds of love, not just romance. From friendships to family bonds, this holiday is a great reminder to show we care. In this issue, we're sharing fun ways to make Valentine's Day special for your teen, whether they're embracing it or just rolling their eyes. When it comes to teenagers, selecting the perfect gift can be a bit of a challenge, given their diverse tastes and the dynamic nature of teen trends. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow, that's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyfellow.com.